This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A new wave of Russian missile strikes pounded cities throughout Ukraine Thursday, damaging power stations and other critical infrastructure. However, the Ukrainian military said it had managed to neutralize most of the missiles, avoiding much larger damage. Russia has repeatedly used missiles to target Ukrainian cities, including strikes that have destroyed infrastructure sites, though it denies targeting civilians. The U.S. State Department has approved the sale of an anti-mine-laying system to Taiwan as tensions rise with China. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The State Department also confirmed the cost of the Volcano system would be around $180 million. The equipment scatters anti-tank and anti-personnel mines from a ground vehicle, something the U.S. believes Taiwan needs to deter a Chinese invasion. The rising threat from China was displayed recently when it sent 71 planes and 7 ships towards Taiwan in a 24-hour period. China sees the self-ruling island as part of its own territory, with its top leaders stating that the island has no choice but to accept eventual Chinese rule. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Emeritus Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious, the Vatican said on Thursday, a day after it revealed that the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. A statement from the Vatican spokesman said Pope Francis asked for continued prayers to accompany him in these difficult times. The former pope served 8 years and then became the first pope to retire in hundreds of years, saying the job had become mentally and physically too much. And East African and African Union officials arrived in the Tigray region of Ethiopia to launch a joint monitoring and verification mechanism for a peace deal signed in November to end the 2-year war. This is VOA News. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé is being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at the age of 82, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Pelé was called Brazil's mighty king of the beautiful game.
What I like more in life, play soccer.
He was born Edson Arantes do Nascimento, but the world knew him as Pelé. He had undergone treatment for colon cancer since last year. His fast, fluid style revolutionized soccer and led Brazil to 3 World Cups. He was in the hearts and minds of Brazilian soccer fans like Flavio Augusto during the World Cup in Qatar.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Cristiano Ronaldo called Pelé an inspiration for so many millions, a reference of yesterday, today, always. I'm Ed Donahue.
Santos, the club where Pelé played, said in a statement the public can pay respects Monday and before Tuesday's funeral at the team's home stadium, now São Paulo, where he played most of his best matches. Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in as Israel's prime minister on Thursday in a comeback for the political veteran. Hundreds of Israeli activists as well as other protesters gathered there. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
They were protesting against the inauguration of Benjamin Netanyahu's new government Thursday.
I came to demonstrate against the government that about to rise up in Israel. Horrible government, a lot of criminals are sitting there, and they wish to destroy the Israeli democracy. And we came to demonstrate against it.
The veteran leader is on trial for graft charges he denies and has sought to calm concerns about the fate of civil rights and diplomacy since his bloc of nationalist and religious parties secured a parliamentary majority in a November 1st election. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
With a major shift in China's COVID-19 policy, Beijing is putting the focus back on the economic growth to lessen the blow to the local economy from the surge of infected people. Chinese officials and companies are letting people who test positive for COVID-19 return to work, even though that could accelerate the spread of the virus. The outbreak has already created shortages of workers in healthcare and supermarkets. And recovery teams working at the site of the Cambodia Hotel Casino fire on Friday found the remains of more victims, a Thai relief organization told reporters. The foundation said they had recovered 8 in total so far on Friday. The official death toll so far is 19. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, the VOA News.